Just shut up and bend over. I love this one. In my fantasies, the guy being super aggressive and just taking me. And that's definitely what happens here. He's come home late. I think he is pretty stressed. Something happened, bad day at work. And he just takes out all of his stress on her body. Starts out by just dragging her by her hair to the bedroom and telling her to bend over. And then like just fingering her, just ramming his fingers into her. And he's like, yeah, wet enough. And she's like, what do you mean by that? And she finds out. Oh yeah, she finds out. And I thought that it was really hot. And he's like, okay, well, you have to keep all of my cum in you if you want to cum, or else I'm going to spank you and then fill up your ass. I love punishments. I just find that so hot. So then he sticks the vibrator on her, and well, she's not able to keep all the cum in. And I love how he just sticks his fingers into her mouth and makes her taste the cum. So she knows that she fucked up. I mean, I think he knew that the challenge was going to be impossible anyway. And that's kind of part of the hotness. Just his control over her. And then he delivers on those spankings. Just like one right after another, and hard too. But she's enjoying it because she's really, really horny at this point. When you're horny and there's pain, the pleasure and pain just go together. So it's not a bad thing. And then after all of the spankings, oh, he goes right into her pussy and just starts going at it with her G-spot. So she's just getting closer and closer to coming. And she's about to come so, so hard. But of course, you know, he's trying to take out his stress. This is about her, but it's about him mainly. And him, well, finding a way to get anal. Kind of like she's responsible for why he's about to go take her ass. And he's not going to let her come yet, so he stops. And then he just suddenly smacks her pussy hard. Fuck yeah. You guys know I'm into that. And then, well, he wasn't kidding about the anal. And she's like, oh, you're really going to do that? And he just goes right in. Now, I don't think I need to remind you that in real life, it does not exactly work that way. Although, she's had anal before, I think. But maybe just once or twice. At least his cock is like really lubed up because of her super, super wet pussy. So that's good at least, because if you listen, I mean, he didn't really stop for lube. Now, she is enjoying the anal because there are women who do really like it. And who even like it more than vaginal sex. And she is already so, so, so horny. And the anal hurts, but that feels good. And so she's like, yeah, yeah, I could come. But before she can come, well, he gives her another big load. So now she's dripping cum from her pussy and her ass. And once again, she has to go hold it all in. So he takes the vibrator, and now she's just dying from everything. And then she's just starting to lose her mind. She's becoming totally mindless with all the pleasure, and then there was all the pain prior to it. She really, really, really needs to come, and she's begging for it. She needs it so, so badly. He ends up just going balls deep in her, and that's enough just to trigger the biggest orgasm. He's not going to come again, but he is still hard. But this one's about her. It's intense. And it takes a long time to come down from the orgasm. And then he provides the sweetest aftercare by picking her up and putting her on the couch and putting a blanket on her and giving her water and then putting her head on his lap. And then she just goes right to sleep. So this one, I love the roughness, of course. I love a spanking, pussy slaps. It goes so well with the orgasm denial because it's just getting her more and more aroused on top of playing with her G-spot, using the vibrator, the vaginal and anal sex. So by the time she is ready to come, it's just gigantic and she's about to explode. So it's hot. It's really, really hot. And I think he got all that stress out of his body, too. And that's how I want to be used. I always say, you know, like, I want a guy to just take out all of his stress on me. I think that'd be so much fun. Take it all out of my body. You can spank me, you can slap me, pussy, tits, thighs. Ooh, yeah. The other element I like here is that it's almost a rape. It really is. I mean, they're together. They're a couple. She's not trying to stop him, obviously. And she likes his aggression. But at first, she's just really taken by surprise. I don't think he's ever just pulled her hair and dragged her to the bedroom before. So that's new. And she didn't quite know what was going on at first. So she was scared. I think the fear and adrenaline mixed with the arousal and all, I think that all like helped to make her achieve like the biggest orgasm ever. So I just thought the whole thing was hot. I want to touch on when he puts his fingers in her mouth again, just because I really love that. And I think that at that point, that's when she was her most submissive, when she's forced just to like taste his fingers and taste his cum in her mouth mixed with her juices. And now, oh, I love that. My punishment is coming. I think that is the greatest hint at what is to come in this audio.